America's cybersecurity vulnerabilities are front and center. iCrunch data reports among the top threats this year are criminals harnessing Internet of Things devices to attack infrastructures, nation-state cyber espionage, and data sabotage. Premier Health has given the University of Dayton money to establish the Center for Cybersecurity and Data Intelligence. Associate Provost and Chief Information Officer Tom Skill is here to talk about it. What are the goals of the center?
Well, let's see. Our primary goals were to really establish a center where we could really advance our educational efforts in the area of cybersecurity, and then, of course, tying with that our interest in research. So that was those are the primaries. And one of the things that we're really focusing on is trying to drive cybersecurity education and research into a highly experiential area, rather than having people deal with it in a very theoretical way or deal with it as a lecture kind of focus. We want to really put into the hands of our faculty and staff and students actual opportunities for them to actually work in the cybersecurity environment.
On what sector will the center initially focus?
Well, as we launch the center itself, our first and primary area to focus on is going to be health information. And that, of course, is driven by the fact that Premier Health here in Dayton has become one of our lead practice partners. And they were very early on in saying, hey, we have a huge interest in understanding how we can better secure the health information of our customers and our patients.
Why is health information among the most valuable data for cyber criminals?
You know, that's a great question. We're not completely certain of what is driving all the bad guys around why they want to steal health information. But some of the things that seem to suggest that is, one, is that health information is something that is not easily modified or changed about the individual. So if someone were to steal information about you, health information tends to be very, very unique and distinctive. And so that allows them to actually take better control of someone's identity if they were to actually get a hold of that information. The other piece, though, that is important is that with the importance of health coming in terms of the cost of health care and the access to health care, in a lot of cases now, there's some evidence that people are actually using other people's health data in order to access health services. And that, of course, I mean, personally, from my perspective, I can't imagine doing that, but that does seem to be part of what drives it. And, of course, the third thing is that selling health records to others, there's some speculation that that can be used for things like espionage or trying to get someone blackmailed or things of that nature. So lots of different focuses there, but we're not totally certain what drives all the bad guys.
How will you develop and test new cybersecurity practices?
Well, one of the areas that we think that there's a really rich opportunity to make an impact in the marketplace is looking at how we can better train and support users. And here's the driver behind it. A lot of times now we're seeing that the easiest way that bad guys get into a network or into systems is by convincing folks to give up their own identity, give up your password and your ID, and I can log in as if I'm you. And so one of the really important areas that we're trying to develop is understanding how can we better prepare users so that they can protect themselves by identifying these kind of risks as they're presented with it. I see a fish coming. I can see this kind of a message that looks like it might be trying to trick me into doing something. So a lot of our initial work with Premier is going to be around looking at what are the effective ways that we can support users so that they don't become victims. And in that way there, because much of this is a community, you know, when you log into a network, it's a community that's in that network. We think that by helping individuals be better at observing these kinds of threats, that will better protect larger networks.
How will this information move from the center to the medical community and beyond?
Well, one of the goals we have in our partnership is to do a great deal of community outreach and do more engagement in professional communication practices. So one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is developing different kinds of community messaging forums, ways that we can share this information. And we'll be doing this with things like webinars and institutes and workshops, but also with various kinds of available public information, working with the regional media to share some of the practices that we're identifying as best practices. And in that way there, we think that will help build that awareness and eventually we'll kind of help people become, as a user, become much more alert to the threats that are out there and much more willing to kind of raise their hand and saying, you know, something doesn't seem right here. I should tell somebody about this.
University of Dayton Chief Information Officer Tom Skill on UD's new Center for Cybersecurity and Data Intelligence. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.